This is the start of the September 6, 1984 interview with Henry Wesley Stewart, the Toothpick King of Jacksonville, Florida. The interview was conducted at 5616 Erther Street in Jacksonville, and the interviewer was David Taylor of the Florida Folklife Program. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Well, I'll just explain, though, that I work for an agency of the state, which is called the Florida Folklife Program,
mm-hmm.
and we do research and programming all over the state of Florida into traditions that people have, all
right.
white people and black people and mm-hmm. Indian people and all sorts of ethnic groups, and we talk to folk artists like yourself about your own creativity. And we put on a number of things like the Florida Folk Festival, and our main office is out in White Springs where the festival goes on.
Right.
Now, my job this year is to work with the Duval County School Board here in Jacksonville because they are interested in having a course in the school system that teaches students more about the traditions of the local area, about here in the county,
right.
that different groups of people have.
Mm.
So I'm going around talking to people like yourself who have skills like this. That are very interesting, and talking to people about music and people who make things and people in traditional occupations like commercial fishermen.
Right.
So I can collect information, and then this fall I'll plan a course for the schools and maybe have some people come and talk to the children too and show what they do.
Right.
So that's why I'm coming around to talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm real pleased that you're taking some time to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, all that helps me, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's always good when it works both ways like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first off, can you tell me when you were born?
1916, the 21st of August.
Oh, yeah, same age as my mother.
How about that?
Yeah. Were you born here in Jacksonville?
Columbia, South Carolina, 909 Washington Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How'd you happen to come down here?
My mother worked in the Morris Cabaretry in 1928, number one on Forsyth Street. That was number one Morrison Cabaretry.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought me here when I was 13 years old, and I was going to the Village School on State Street. And I've been here ever since.
Oh, yeah. And you were telling me before you worked at
WMBR when I first started working back in the olden days, 1956, at WMBR radio station. TV wasn't thought about in Jacksonville
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm. And what was your job there?
Messenger.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Went around and picked up the money and delivered the money and so forth home.
Yeah. And you were there how long, did you say?
32 years.
My, my.
Mm-hmm.
And when was it you stopped working there?
You mean when I...
When did you retire?
When I retired about 5 years ago, I don't know exactly what day, but 5 years ago when I got to be 62 years old and I
mm-hmm.
retired.
Mm-hmm. And what have you been doing since then?
It's my toothpicks and I. I've been waking. I wake on my toothpick each and every day. Just like I'm waking in Channel 4.
Yeah.
This is my regular job each uh-huh. and every day. From sun up to sundown.
How did you get started on that?
Well, one day I got through all my work to WMBR and didn't have anything else to do. Toothpick for 5 cents a box. And it had an ENP on every corner then, so I went to the ENP and bought me as many toothpicks as I could afford to carry. There was about 75 boxes of toothpicks at 5 cents a box. And I went to one of the offices and sat down and started playing around with toothpicks, and it commenced looking good to me, so I kept it up from then.
Had you ever seen anyone do that kind of work with toothpicks before?
Never have. No one have seen it. I never have seen anyone do toothpicks work. I have seen other things, but not toothpicks work.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't like the... popsicle sticks. I could have did a wake with popsicle sticks, but popsicle stick wasn't my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can wake with them, but
yeah.
I don't like them.
What was the first thing that you made out of toothpicks?
I wish I had. I made a little small, I remember, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
I wish I had a little small lamp, and it was burning because I put a flashlight battery in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what happened to it. Did I give it to somebody or what happened?
How'd it turn out?
It turned lovely. Often wish I had it.
Yeah?
Because
it's
been an antique now.
Uh-huh. Now, you started this after you retired from the station? Or
no,
while
I started
this
while working at the station. I started it because every morning I didn't do the wake at 8 o'clock. Well, I would take a little box of toothpick with me, and I would go there between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, get all my odd work and extra things done. I had to make call for the station and get all my mail and everything up. So I went there and got all that done, and after that, I took time out to wake with my toothpicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lovely voice, man, because he said, hey, once you get your work done, he don't mind you wake with the toothpicks.
Well, that's good.
And Mr. Glenn Marshall.
So how long has it been, then, that you've been working with toothpicks?
I said around 40 years pretty close, because I started working with toothpicks around 46.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a long time.
So.
That's older than I am. Because I was born in 1951.
You were?
Yeah. Now, maybe you can describe some of the things that are here in your workshop to me.
Well, what you'd like to know about, just call it out.
Let's start down at this end. And
all right.
Just talk about...
Okay.
Now, it looks like you've got 6 upright telephones.
You know, I got more than 6.
Yeah.
I got 10. Mm-hmm. Different types. I got the stem type, I got the dial type, and I got the wall type, and I got the western type.
My. Now, how do you start something like that? What's the first thing you do to make a telephone like these old stem type ones?
Stem type? Well, first I just roll put all the toothpicks together, and then I roll them a certain length, and I put them together.
Is there any kind of a tube inside?
No tube. It's all toothpicks. I don't believe in working with wood. It's only one piece of wood. That's the base.
Yeah.
But I could have made a toothpick, but it takes so many toothpicks, and the way toothpicks is, it might have been flimsy or something, but I couldn't use the base of a piece of wood, plywood,
right,
at the base.
Keep it heavy so
it sits. But other than that, it's all toothpick, the cord, mouthpiece, handpiece, and everything. It's the cord and everything.
Hmm.
It's all toothpicks. No stringer, no wire, no one.
What sort of glue do you use?
I mix my own. I have my own recipe.
Mm-hmm. What do you use for that?
Well, that's my own recipe. Okay. I have a secret.
But it looks like it's got to be pretty strong to hold that cord in the
right
shape.
Mm-hmm. It's been holding a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you use any kind of a pattern to help you get the shapes?
Nope. I look at pictures, and I wake from books, pictures of books. Everything's in mind about pictures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I study a picture like a child going to school, and I pick up from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I get ready to work on my art. Wake, and I put the book in front of me so I can't make no mistake.
Do you make any drawings or anything like that?
No drawings.
Just go to it after you get the idea?
Right. And after I get the idea, I go to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's this over in the left-hand corner?
That's a Valentine set, I would say.
Oh, yes.
Picture of Christ.
Yeah.
I don't leave him out.
Uh-huh.
Can't afford them.
Well, that's real nice. It's a big heart with a picture of Jesus in the center.
Right, in the center, and it's light.
And what's this little decoration in red down here?
That's my trademark. Everything have that. See the H on the side?
Yes.
The W is Wesley.
Yeah.
And the S is Stewart.
Uh-huh.
Henry Wesley Stewart.
That's real nice.
That's my trademark. I even thought of that myself to put it together like that.
And we've got... What do you call these here?
Picture frame of Christ. Christ.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Old-fashioned iron.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Flat irons.
That's way back in the 26th and so forth, and the 20s.
Yeah? Your mother used those?
My mother have used those.
Mm-hmm. Is that an ironing board?
That's
the
ironing board with two irons, and it's made into a light.
Yeah.
A lamp. And this is the old-fashioned peanut roaster.
Hmm. Well, that's something I don't think I've ever seen before.
See, you turn the crank and everything, the peanuts, they get hot in here and they go up on top there.
Uh-huh. Mm, see. Were those pretty common when you were growing up?
That's how I managed to see one. It was on the corner of Bay and Main. A fellow was sitting down parching peanuts, and people would buy them from him. Hmm. So I kept it in my mind. I had to make one.
Yeah, you even got the peanuts in
there. Right. And this is Stairway to the Star. I know you remember the song.
Yeah.
The Stairway to the Star. Yep. I thought about the song and made this. Mm. And it's an old-fashioned church I used to go to. You can take a look inside and see where I got everything in it.
Cool.
Everything.
You've got the pews and the altar.
Mm-hmm. And you even got the Bible up there.
And the pulpit. And no. Those collection plates in
right
the front there.
Everything is multiple churches in there.
Now, what church was this?
That's a church I used to go to when I was a little boy in Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the church? Do you remember?
St. Matthew's Baptist Church.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's real nice. Did you use a photograph for that? Or just?
No, I thought it out of my head because I used to go so much.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had to go to church when you were little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
single sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
See the wheel and everything.
Yeah.
You had your leg to see the plane on.
Yeah.
But it was just like a single sewing machine.
Yeah.
Everything is there.
Yeah. I remember my aunt had one like that.
Oh. I'm going to take that. I'm going to see. You know what this is.
Okay.
I'm going to take. You might know, but a lot of people don't, but you might know what it is. Thank you.
Well, it tells me right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice one.
I give myself away, then.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is another antique.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Got a bands there to keep it
right
closed?
Mm-hmm. This one with ice. You have a little pan in there for the ice, you know, to drop the water in.
Coming down.
Right.
Yeah, I think we had one of those in my family, too, although I don't remember that we used it. You know?
I know you know it. This is old-fashioned radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in the Amos Anna days.
Yeah.
And it's a radio inside. It radio plays.
Oh, you've got a real one in there.
Mm-hmm. It radio plays. And it's heavy, too.
Yeah.
See the cord there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You don't have to.
See.
Oh, you got a dial on there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I like that.
I got one larger than this I'm working on now.
Mm-hmm.
A little larger. But this tall floor model.
We had a big, it was a Philco, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name.
Right.
You remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was about
right
this high.
Right.
And big shiny wooden front on it.
That's right.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. You remember those old fashioned swings?
Yeah.
A guitar regular size.
My.
Regular size.
It almost looks like you could play that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was on Dick Stratton's show one day in midday. They said, can you play that? He said, no, ma'am, you can't play it. He said, it sure look real to me. I said, well, I was coming out and buy it.
Yeah.
And that's the Lord's Supper there. I made a picture frame of that.
That's real pretty. Mm-hmm. Now, how have you colored them?
I color with food dye.
Do you do it before you put them on? Or
before I put them on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I won't mess up, you know, so they won't run or nothing like that.
Right.
Know? Let them get a chance to get good and dry.
Yep.
Test them out. Put them in the stove and then you know, bake them like, you know, them dry.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some nice pattern of colors
right
there.
Right.
I bet it took you a while to figure out the best arrangement.
It did. Uh-huh. To figure out the color where you kind of blend the uniforms, you know, just
right
costumes.
Yeah.
That's what I was going about, the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Make it come near to the costumes.
And these are a different type of telephone over here?
Mm-hmm. This here is I know you remember seeing those in the Western, like Gunsmoke and so forth, hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
And this one.
And they crank
and, right
on the side?
Mm-hmm. There's a crank.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is a wall for when you just hang up, pick up the receiver and get your number and so forth.
This is a payphone?
Mm-hmm, a payphone.
Yeah.
See, I got it marked up there.
Oh, yeah.
5025, and that's where your money returns if you don't get your number. I try to bring all the details out. That one makes the item. Bring
mm-hmm
all the details out.
I see you've got, it says, the Gray Telephone
Pay
right Station Company, Hartford, Connecticut, USA.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, where did you get that information?
I got that from a Bell's telephone kind of way back.
Mm-hmm.
They wondered what I was going to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's this over behind here? This tall.
Oh, that's a grandfather's clock.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now they get stuck. See?
Yeah. Nice. And on the back of the wall here?
That's they call it a junket ship, and you know, the Chinese have it, mm-hmm. or Japanese or somebody. Anyway, I saw the picture in the book, and I wanted to make me one, so mm-hmm. I saw quite a few of those. A lot of people like the wall plaque, you know, things
yeah.
like that.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And my old-fashioned car, airplane.
This is the transportation area.
Right.
Was there any particular plane that you looked at?
Well, back in those days, I thought about the Lenbay plane. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I went by.
Because his was silver, I think.
Right.
Like
mm-hmm.
this one.
That's what I went by.
That's nice. Can I feel how heavy that is?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Because no wood there, all toothpicks.
How about you put it back?
All toothpicks.
It's solid right through mm-hmm. there.
Right. Mm-hmm. All solid. I don't cheat.
Hmm?
I try not. And this is an old-fashioned car.
Mm-hmm.
See inside, I got my little dashboard things up there, the steering mm-hmm. wheel. Lights and everything.
Got the gear shifts.
Right hand brakes and everything.
Yeah.
And here's my tennis racket. No wood involved in this.
Did you make one of those for Betty?
That's, I just finished it. Did she tell you about it?
She said, yeah. Is this the one? Or?
No, this is the one that's lagging.
Yeah. Boy, that's nice.
Feel it.
It's about the same weight, too.
Mm-hmm. Solid, no wood there. All yeah. toothpick. All toothpick.
Was Betty's the first one that you made?
Mm-hmm. Sure, but the first one I made.
Yeah. Does that happen? Now, was that her idea to make it?
No.
No?
I think of my own ideas.
Yeah.
I don't like people to give me ideas.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to think of myself and see how I put them together. Because see, if somebody give you an idea, they got to explain it to you. But if you think of it yourself, you already got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to do that. And here's something else I was raised up with, the grapple form.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, the turntable works.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And that's just about actual size, too.
Right, the exercise. Mm-hmm. I took the measurement.
Yeah.
And everything so I would make it right. And this stove here, the old-fashioned wood stove.
Yeah.
Miss Minnie Pearl got one just like it.
Mm-hmm. She's got one that you made, you mean?
Mm-hmm. She got one that I made.
How did she come to get it?
I was working with toothpick during the time she was here.
Mm-hmm.
Take this off all together. Lay it down here.
Cool.
That's the you know, way the ashes drop down you know, on the wood.
Yeah. Oh, you got some burners
mm-hmm.
in there.
Burners and everything. I don't open the tub, of course, other people want to open this thing.
Yeah.
This is an old truck, old-fashioned truck.
Mm-hmm. Your work is so accurate, you know, you've got all the details.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy getting all the details, because I hate to take out in the street and say, well, you haven't got this, you left off that. Well, when you can't tell me that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See American flag over there, man?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bugling and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I get all the details.
I bet there's 50 stars there, too.
No.
How many?
It's pretty close, but I don't think I got 50 there. Well, that was a job itself, to get those stars together.
Yeah.
But it might be 50, but I work with so much stuff, I don't hardly keep it in mind.
Well, it looks like quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with something like this gramophone, do you save real objects like that so you have something to go by, or...? Search them out so you can.
No, I save it. I save a picture from what I. The same picture I make from this, made this by, I save the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like, I know what you mean. Sometimes you have to work on something and get it just like the first thing you made.
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't, it won't work out like.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Because I know sculptors all over the world have little things that they keep
right.
around their
mm-hmm.
studios to. Remind them of
right.
a different shape or something like that.
But I try before I try to make the second item before I sell the first one, so then I can get it just right.
So it's like you make a prototype or an experiment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what do you do with that one? The first one you make.
The first one made. If I don't sell it, I always keep it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But some slide people always want the first thing you meet.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that either.
Mm-hmm. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. What do we have on this shelf here?
This is full moon.
Mm.
Stars around and lights up at night.
Huh. Little light bulbs on right, the corner.
Right, like Christmas bulbs, you know.
Mm. Oh, I like that a lot.
It's pretty at night.
Yeah.
I try in the dark. I talk myself like this in a dark room, you know, and it really shows up pretty.
Mm-hmm. And this here?
The back in the old day, they call it ukuleles.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
I remember Arthur Godfrey playing it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a team of picture for him with this picture I cut out of a newspaper with Joe Lewis.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to be antique. It's already antique. Yes. Now, because it's been years since he fought.
Yeah. Did he ever fight around here?
No, he never did fight in Jacksonville.
No. Mm-hmm.
And there's another seagull bird, I mean.
Mm.
I went to the library and got a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see all these ribbons that you have dozens of them here.
I got more ribbons than the house. I got enough ribbon to cover a room.
And now this one says Greater Jacksonville Fair.
Right.
Are these all from the fair here in Jacksonville?
All from the fair, Jacksonville Fair. Mm-hmm.
When is that fair?
Coming up in October.
Oh, I must go to that. I've only lived here for just 2 months now.
Well, it's in October. So you get a lot of stuff from out there, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cattle and so forth and all. You get a lot of stuff from out there.
And what's this right behind you? Is this something you're working on right now?
That's a concern of a church. I put a cross in that. And
yeah.
I sent a cross up in... I don't know where this one's not going. Thank you. But I know the other one will.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's for the, this is a little large for that.
Yeah.
But the shield fits right in there.
I see it.
It goes all the way back at the back, you know, and the light shine all around it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be colored? No, I guess it will be...
You mean this?
Plain colored like the back here?
This one, this here was the one that goes in. This here has color.
Yeah.
This is, that's the one that has color. And that's my bald eagle.
Mm-hmm.
I got quite a few of those. One big one down there.
Mm.
Yes. And tell you what happened. The Gators went out of business. I made this for the Gators.
what was that?
The Gator football game.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
lady promised to buy. She said, well, they're going out of business. I don't need no need for the... Seagull bird.
Yeah.
And I mean a seagull stalk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my shepherds there.
Mm-hmm.
And this here is another half moon here.
Yeah.
Started on another small flag.
Mm.
What is that? Oh. This is something I put together. I just thought of and put together myself. It's nice for a dinner table. I got two of these. And I just thought this up myself and put it together. I packed it, didn't I?
Yeah. No, that's real different.
Mm-hmm. See, the sugar in the center,
mm-hmm.
the napkins,
yep.
the toothpicks, and salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. That's real different.
Mm-hmm. Little flour and set on the
mm-hmm.
dining table. See, I got the filling and set on the dining room table, yeah. something like that.
Do you have one in your house that you use?
Mm-hmm, I have one. Don Duck and so forth, no. Here's another one of my items that I'm crazy about.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Is that a leopard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw him in a book, so I wanted to make him. I got it blowed up, and I went on and made it.
Mm-hmm. What do you have out in the back here?
Nothing but junk. This is another junk shop back then. I had to clean up one of these and get things. And nothing valuable back then.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you sold quite a few of your things over the years?
I've sold quite a few. I sold Miss Catherine Graham, the Washington Post Company. There, I used to work for. You know, heard about her.
Yes, the head of the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm. She bought a ship for about so long, and
a ship.
A ship, and she didn't want to go by express or nothing. She sent a plane out especially to pick it up.
Now, how did she hear about you?
Oh, see, during the time when she was ahead, bought the Washington Post out, I mean, bought WMBR out. I was working with things at that time, and I happened to have the ship ready when she was in one day for a staff meeting. And my boss, Mr. Glenn Marshall, said, "Show what you made." So I went and showed her what I made, and she fell in love with it the minute she seen it. And she sent a plane, and she went back home and sent a special plane on to pick it up. And she got in in her home now. She kept in the office for a while, but she got in her home now.
And Minnie Pearl, you mentioned, had a stove.
She had an old-fashioned wood stove I made for her. And she's proud of it. During the time, she was popular with chicken, you know, like, and she was in Jackson at that time. And the Liberace, I was working at that time. I went over to Channel 12 to take tape over there. And the program manager asked me, "Liberace, how would you like to have a pre-animated toothpick?" "I love it. That's one of my, I haven't seen anything like that." He said, "I have you one made in about three more months and you come back." He said, "You will?" He said, "I will." So he told me to make my piano. In 3 months he came back and picked it up, and I had lunch with him around my hotel.
That must have been nice.
It really was.
Yeah.
And I met up quite a few people. And I have a shotgun in Missouri, caboose in California, a set of mice in Miami, an airplane in Atlanta. And Las Vegas got a caboose. So, and people.
Are these all people who have come to Jacksonville?
Quite a few of them.
Gone home?
Quite a few of them. Some on PM Magazine. I was nationwide on PM Magazine. Some called me long distance, some written me letters.
Is that something that means a lot to you, that people contact you from different places?
It's mean a great lot to me. I enjoy things like that. Just to know somebody and realize, to think about me, to call me, you know, and to make something fun. Yeah. That's my pride and joy right there. When I make something for a person, I try to put everything I got to it, you know. Because that word goes a long ways, you know, to tell somebody so and you have business.
How long does it take to make some of these things?
Such as what?
Well, I guess everything's got a different amount of time and work. Well, those telephones, the first ones that were sent.
Oh, the telephone? I'll call that just a setup.
What do you mean?
Just about a week on the telephone.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing I had with that ship, it took me 3 months because I ate everything. Everything was toothpick but the mask, and I made them out of cloth. Took me 3 months on that. 2 months on the caboose. And that Lost Supper took me about a month and a half on account of the colors.
How do you figure what price to charge for your work?
Well, I go by the hours. That's the best way I go by the hours. Because until I buy a toothpick, it never works to me. I go by the hours and, you know, time I put in.
When you're working, are you working on only one thing at a time?
No. Like I say, I'm working on a telephone. Well, I'm coming on down to the car. I got a car waking, drying or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to a star or something like that. Whatever I'm working on. I have about three or four things going at one time. I never sat and went on that one thing to dry. I couldn't get nowhere that way. Lose a lot of time. I have things drying and, you know, waking with.
I'm just checking to see how my tape is going.
Got enough time?
Oh, yeah. Just trying to figure when to flip her over.
Yeah, I always keep something going.
And you told me before that you work at this like a regular job?
This is my regular job. This is my job. It's the same I had at the station. Each and every day, I wake with it.
What time do you start in the morning?
I start in the morning sometime around 6 o'clock. And sometimes I knock off around 3 or 4, and then sometimes I go to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. If I got something I love to do, I get stuck with it. I'm going to finish and we'll see how it come out.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Yeah.
I'm hooked there.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Do you work here in your home?
No, I work with my daughter sometime. One of my daughters stay here. Anyway, I got the trailer right here. And I work home. I work every place because in the car right now, I got my tools awake. Wherever I stop, I feel like working.
Yeah.
That's where I work at.
What sort of tools do you need?
I have my tweezers and my cutters and my glue.
What are your cutters?
Old-fashioned cutters, and like cutting wire or something like that.
They're like tin snips or something?
All right.
I'm just going to flip this now so
okay.
I don't forget. So I get all your words.
Let me get ready for a minute.
Well, we can do it today if you want to, or some other time. It doesn't make any difference to me. And I don't want to cut into your day any more than I have to.
Well, you name a day now. You know, I go along with it because I'm busy every day. I'm not doing anything extra, you know, but it's like, of course, I'm working on I'm trying to get out for later.
Okay, well, maybe early next week, like Tuesday or something like that.
Tuesday be fine.
But I'll call you the day
okay.
before and we'll
all
see
right.
how things
okay,
are
Tuesday be fine.
Okay, maybe we'll have a little more sunshine, too.
You want me to meet the same place and, you know, would you find your way around here?
Well, I could probably find you now.
Okay,
if
all right.
Be over here.
Yeah, I'll be over
I'll
here.
I'll just mark down the street.
Mm-hmm. Then I have quite a few things out in the yard spread around for you.
Okay, well,
all
that'd
right.
be good.
All right. Any more information like
well,
that?
Well, let's see now. I was wondering, earlier in your life, before, I think you told me 1946 you got started on toothpicks.
Right.
If there are other things that you were interested in making.
Well, when I first started out, I was making lamps out of old radio tubes.
Hmm.
They would take the radio tubes and throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they would break in the trash and sometimes they wouldn't. But I wouldn't take them and take a chance of making lamps out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I made lamps out of can openers. I made lamps out of later high heel shoes. And I made a lamp out, let me see what else I made a lamp out. It's all gone now. But anyway, I made lamps out of different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only this. But this is where I started and really love, kept on doing this,
mm-hmm.
toothpicks. But I made a lot of odd lamps on different things.
What is it you like about toothpicks that's better than other sorts of materials?
You might laugh, but toothpicks are already clean.
Yeah.
Matches you have to burn and so forth on.
Yeah.
And you have to really clean them and so forth on. But toothpicks, you just have to control them.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that all your toothpicks are one type, the round ones with
the round
ends.
The round one.
Yeah.
The flat ones, I couldn't work with those.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't one of my purpose. I tried one box of those and it suited my purpose, so
mm-hmm.
I stuck with the round ones.
Mm-hmm.
It blends in more, you know, they come, you know, blend in straight and things like that. That's
mm-hmm.
what I like about it. Give you details and everything.
Yeah. Now, something like these crosses here, how do you start and what are the steps to making something like that? What's the first thing you do, and then what do you do after that?
Well, I just spray it down like a cross, you know. I look at the picture, just
mm-hmm.
spray it down, looking, and then spray my sides and everything. Take my ruler and get everything measured the right way, and just spray it down,
mm-hmm.
measure the same, and put it together.
When you start putting toothpicks together, how do you go about it? Do you make panels like this?
No, I just make panels,
is
panels
that so?
And just line them up like that.
And inside, is there any kind of bracing, or like
no.
a house has beams and things like that?
No, this side of it, but it's, after you get them together with the glue I use, it's solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's not flimsy.
Yeah.
Because so when I tell people they won't have any trouble, if they have any trouble, I redo it, but I don't think they have any trouble because I put enough glue on to hold it in order.
Mm-hmm. What are you working on right now?
Oh, I'm working on, I almost forgot.
Oh, you got some photographs there. Oh, my. Phew, look at that.
I got 2 hours to work on them. That one's already sold.
Uh-huh.
And I got 2 more coming in for Christmas. So, you know, I said my time is ready. I'm trying to get here for Christmas.
It's a big tractor trailer truck, and it
mm-hmm.
says...
Semi-trailer, Gateway.
Gateway?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a grocery company?
Oh, that's a...
Transportation company?
Transportation. A lady, her husband died, used to wait in the Gateway, and she wanted to make her truck to remind her of her husband. So that's what it is right there.
Oh, yeah. So it was sort of her idea about what to make?
It's right, to make.
But did she let you go ahead and go the way you wanted to go, or did she
mm-hmm.
give you ideas about what, how
she gave me a picture of a Gateway truck.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I used my own judgment. She turned it over to me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. How big was the truck?
Had all the 18 wheels on it.
Two. About 2.5 feet long.
Right. All 18 wheels right there.
Why, why? I was going to ask you if it was real 18 wheels.
Mm-hmm. 18 wheels.
True. Does the cab separate from the
right,
trailer?
Mm-hmm, right in there. I got the little, the cab separated from this part, and I got the little exhaust pipe, everything way up in there, and I got the little, the little thing they have between this and the trail. I got all that in. And this part here, hold the trailer up, hold the part up after the trailer pulls out.
Right.
I got everything. I got, it lights up too.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. So, I keep busy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I notice, especially with the first things that we looked at, the telephones and the stoves, that you're interested in having reproductions of things that aren't used anymore now, that are sort of nostalgic, I guess. I'm just wondering how important that is to you, to look at the past that way.
Well, a lot of people like antique things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying, antique business, something I was raised up with. Now, I couldn't so well make anything new because I wouldn't know how to go about it.
Yeah.
But I know about things I was raised up with, like such as the telephone and Stairway to the Stars and old-fashioned radio and Pitch of Christ, things I know about it,
mm-hmm.
how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you was to bring me a new car, like a new Cadillac, say you wanted it, I would have a time. I would have to turn you down because I wouldn't know how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this stuff I was raised up with, I know how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
I tell anybody, I say, if you bring me something new, I had to turn you down because I can't do it.
Well, you've seen a lot of things in your life, huh?
Right, and I've seen a lot of things in my life. And a lot of people do like antique things and make them think back, you know, because a lot of my things I have sold, everything I've sold is antique.
Mm-hmm.
Like them old tank antique bed forces up there.
Yes.
And since there are quite a few of those, because antique bed forces.
Mm-hmm.
I make lamps out of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you been making these wall decorations for a long time, too?
I started, that's something new I added onto my list, to make them a little larger later for wall plaques and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So most of the things I make, like the old-fashioned cars, I was so happy that I could make cars stand up on the wheels and so forth. So that's what I first started out with, and I started over to making plaques.
Mm-hmm.
Things.
Do mm-hmm. you have any ideas for new things for the future?
Well, I'm going to the library, and I'm going to the library and spend a whole day sometime, and I pick out what I need.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord's will, I won't be able to get this fair this year because I got too much business to do for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to go to the fair every year, but this time I have to do my work in order to get the people happy, keep them happy so they won't forget about me.
You mean these are orders that people have mm-hmm. put into the
Yeah,
order?
I got two more semi-trucks coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough for right there for keeping busy for Christmas.
True.
And the lady said she wanted shrimp, but she said she'd call me after Christmas because I told her I was all tired of.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while for a shrimp boil to make a shrimp boil.
Yes. Have you made one before?
No, I never have. That's why I know it's going to take a while. A lot of details and everything.
Yeah.
And I like to make things where my customer is satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. Because if I'm satisfied, I'm looking for my customer to satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
And if these little things go wrong and it's not the right place or something, I don't look for the payment.
Yeah.
Because I like everything to be up to date. Everything where it's supposed to be, in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I wait.
From the time you start working till the time that you're done, does the customer have any input into what you do? Do they come and look at and check it out or anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Now, I tell
That's
my,
what I thought you said.
No, I tell myself, if it ain't right when I bring it to you, you don't have to pay me for it.
Yeah.
That's what I tell them, because, you know, it's people standing over, you know, and running back and forth, you know, kind of get me kind of upset once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get my mind concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
Then when somebody come in and say, are you through with it yet?
Yeah.
I give them enough time to let them know, give me enough time. Well, when I get through with it, I call them.
Yep.
That's the way I do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who builds boats, and he feels the same way. He said, well, I like building boats, but sometimes I don't like dealing with the customers because they have ideas, and they don't trust my opinion because...
Right.
and here I am, the professional that's been doing it all these years. You know, so it irritates him sometimes.
Right. Sometimes they'll come to you and we almost thought they want you to change this and change that.
Mm-hmm.
And you done made up your mind how it's for it to be, but they want you to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah. When you look back over all the things you've made, do you think of a few of the items as the very best?
Well, the very best thing that I had with that ship, I almost got it. I was proud of that ship myself. I wasn't looking for it to go in a hurry like it did, but since she wanted it, you know, when I was working then, she made that my best, biggest break, you know. I sure hated to see it go.
What kind of a ship was it?
Sail ship.
Yeah.
It had a lot of sails on it. It had 18 sails on it.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the thing would hold the sails in from about so tall.
Almost 3 feet high?
Mm-hmm. And the ship was about 3 feet long. Mm.
Was it painted in different colors as well?
No, she didn't want to paint it. That's something else I like. I like when people leave the toothpicks natural color. Because
mm-hmm.
I think painting them kind of kills the looks of them or something. Because like that now, you can tell what this is in the minute you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But this, you got to kind of wonder, because the color kind of throws you off. But this here, you see the little tips in there, you know.
Yes.
You can tell them in. But in here, you don't know what you got sometimes.
Right.
If it's dark color or something like that, you don't know what you got. I really like for people to let them stay like that. But sometimes people want things painted.
Yeah.
I go ahead and paint it, but they ask me. If they ask me, I say, let's say the same color. But you don't ask me all the time, but yeah. I didn't.
You like it to look like toothpicks, is mm-hmm. that right?
My life would look like toothpicks. It calls for a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they have asked me a lot of times, that straw?
I can see that, yeah.
I said, look again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's toothpick.
Yeah.
And boy, they burn me up sometimes, but I go along with them.
Yes,
yeah. That's straw. So look again. Oh, that's toothpaste. Old and young, white and black.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What other questions do people ask you that see your things for the first time?
How'd you get started?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you make first?
Yeah, some of the questions I've been asking you, too.
Well, one of them I couldn't ask, but I was at a little lamp, but I don't know what happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I started playing around with toothpicks, and I would come up and I fell in love with toothpicks. Making different things.
Yeah.
So, it still got me that toothpicks.
Has anyone ever come and asked you to teach them how to do it?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Maybe you can help me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get me a building somewhere to teach some kids or either old people. I'd rather teach the old people because they appreciate it more. But the kids ain't going to take fans and handle it like I would or you would or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But old people, when they get something like this, it sticks with it and they do it right, and they appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to, what I'm trying to do now is find me a nice building on a business section of the street or something like that where I can teach school and also help my stuff to get rid of my stuff at the same time. See?
Okay. Well, I can help you. Our program has started something just this year, in fact, called apprentice programs. That is for a master craftsman like you. To teach other people what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one of the people that I work with who's in charge of that, and I'll talk to him about it and see what has to be done.
Yeah.
But we want to encourage people to teach others and mm-hmm. pass it on because it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, because God don't want me to die and take it with me. That wouldn't be right.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, when I come back, I'll know about that and I'll tell you.
Okay.
But that's real nice.
Yeah, because I think if everybody has something to do with the hand, like the world wouldn't be torn up like it is.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be interested in a way. If they're interested, you know.
Yes.
If they're interested. Yeah, I told them on TV, I said today, I actually said, you're not interested. I'm not interested in the money situation, but I said, if everybody had things to do like this, the world wouldn't be torn up.
Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of my time when I'm not out talking to people, writing, and I know when I'm through with the day of writing that my mind is ready to do something else, like work on an object.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I carve things. I didn't bring anything with me,
mm-hmm.
but I carve boats and things like that.
You feel good, don't you?
Yeah, you know, and your mind goes to a different place.
Right, you feel great doing things. And when you're doing things, things come to you.
Yeah.
Different things come to you. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. Things come to me.
Yeah.
What I want to make next, or how I'm trying to make next, or something like that. Something always pop in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sit down and ain't doing nothing, you ain't going to get nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
So I'm always doing something.
I don't know if it's true or not, but some people who are experts on how the brain works say that there's a different part of your brain working when you're making things with your hands.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to when you're reading or thinking those types of things.
Now, there's Michael Jackson glove. I didn't show you that, did I?
No, you just had that. We can just talk about it and we'll look at it.
All right. Michael Jackson glove. Now, if I didn't know about it in time, I could have got rid of quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think I can get rid of quite a few of them because it's hard work and it's solid. When the glove is solid, you don't just do that and fall apart,
right.
You know?
Yep.
But a glove, it gets dirty, you have to clean it, so forth and on, and you might lose it. But so I'm making up quite a few gloves for Christmas, for, you know, putting on different places if I can for Christmas holidays.
Mm-hmm.
This don't cost but $40, and I think it's worth it with the background black and everything. It's niche. I showed it to you in the garden.
Yeah.
So I'm making quite a few of those up. That's what I was making, and you called me the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still working on those.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned you're going to put them around in different places. What sorts of shops would they be?
Well, I was thinking about Abe LeBray, but he was on Southside. Yeah, he's on Southside now.
What's the name of the place?
Abe LeBray Record Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any place I could probably spray them around?
I don't know. I'll look around. I don't know the town too well myself.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to put them around, such as I'm going to ask some of the Chess Shops, Coin Brothers, everybody. I'm going to ask everybody because I'm going to have.
Yeah.
By Christmas, Lord, before Christmas, I sit around. Last of October, first of November, somewhere I may have about at least over 100, and I'm keep making them, see what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm spread around.
All going to be the same?
All going to be the same.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All going to be the same. And price and all going to be the same.
Yeah.
White glue with a black background and a little glitter thing. It's not the real gold, but I come so near to it as he did. So I think they'll move. Everybody told me they'll move.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm making quite a few of those.
How long does it take to make one of those?
Take quite a while on one of those things because it's five layers.
They're built up a lot.
Five layers, and you have to, inside, you know, you have to pick one of them fall apart, and I got stuff inside, you know. It takes quite a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But look like, I can tell you one thing, I reckon the same way with you. When you work on one thing so long, you make two. Look like it's getting easier and easier as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I made the first look like I wouldn't never get through it. Second and third, now I can look like I can go through this like that.
Yeah, but when the time is getting faster, what about your interest in doing it, though? What's happening to that? Is that staying the same or is it changing?
It's changing. It's kind of just boring sometimes. But I don't let it get to me.
Yeah.
I don't let it get to me. Mm-hmm. If you let it get to you, you're hooked.
What do you like to do to relax when you're not doing that?
I'm not doing that. I get up, of course, you can't sit there and look at two figures on you all the day long.
Yeah.
I get up and I go, take me a nap, or look at television or something like that and relax, and I go back to it. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at so many, of course, I work with glasses, but when you look at two figures for a long time, even the glasses look at the feeling on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't let nothing get to me. Mm-hmm. I walk up and go around. I'm surprised you come home the other day. Go around and visit people, and then I come back and start all over again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to get that exercise and get away from whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't stick right with it.
Yeah.
Because once it started getting boring, you're going to do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened to me.
Okay, I can't think of too much else to ask you right now. Is there anything else you wanted to tell me?
Well, I hope everybody know me and patronize them and live them and think about them. If you want something, give me a call.
Okay, well, I'll do my best to help you there.
Yes, I appreciate it very much.
Okay, then I'll call you on Monday or so. And
yes, sir, now.
If I can, I'll come over on Tuesday or whenever is convenient for you.
Okay, and I have, hope it'll be another day and I have everything spread out for you where you can, you know, take the picture and what you want.
I just wanted to tell you what's going to happen with this tape so you'll know what I do with my things. We have at our headquarters out in White Springs, an archive, which is like a library of tapes.
Yes, sir.
And we use those for our research, and I'll use it too when I get ready for the school program. And if that's all right with you, I'll put it there with the rest of the tapes that we've collected around the state.
All right.
Okay.
That helps me.
And I'd just like to ask you to sign a release, which I ask everyone, so it shows that you've told me that that's all right. And I've just got that in my bag there, if you don't mind signing it.
Okay.
Just a little bureaucratic detail that we have to do. Okay, well, I guess I can turn this off now and
okay.
Unhook us.
This is the end of the September 6, 1984 interview with Henry Wesley Stewart, the Toothpick King. The interview was conducted at 5616 Eartha Street in Jacksonville, Florida. The interviewer was David Taylor of the Florida Folklife Program. End of interview, end of tape.